Welcome to Harmony Primitive Baptist Church.
Appreciated both of our messages tonight. I know you have as well. We do want to see America great again. We want to see our churches prosper again. Of course, we do need peace among our churches. That's why I love this fellowship meeting so much and getting to be with you. I think that one of the greatest promoters of peace is to do what we've done here tonight, is just come here and preach. That's one of the best things that we can do as God's people. They touched upon a couple of things that are a concern to me in the days to come. I believe as a church that we better put our seatbelts on, because in the near future we're going to be facing a lot of heresies that are going to try to come in among God's people. Brother Jesse touched on one of them concerning the gender. That's going to cause a lot of families grief. It's important for parents to have a biblical view of this and have an understanding of what it is. I think that many times emotions can get a hold of a mother or father and cause them to think in a way that would be otherwise biblical because of their emotional ties to people. But regardless of our emotional ties to anyone, it doesn't change what God's view is. We need to always have a biblical view of what the Bible says. And if we really love a person, we need to give them that biblical view. Loving them, when you love somebody, you don't go along with something they're doing that's wrong. Faithful are the wounds of a friend, according to the scriptures. And we have to stand firmly concerning the word of God if we're going to see healing and see a person come to the place that they're sick of their own sin. If we encourage them in their sin, it's not going to bring them to a place in their life that they'll ever want to turn from it. Another thing that I see on the horizon for God's people is the subject of evolution. We've dealt with that subject many times. As a people, most of us would agree that we do not believe in evolution. But theistic evolution is something that's creeping in among many churches, which is the belief that God did create the heavens and the earth, but that he created it, but it was over millions of years that it evolved into what it is today. That's theistic evolution. Now, if you give people a million years, even if you do say God created everything, if you give them a million years, then you've just given the devil everything he needs for evolution to take place. The church has historically and always believed that the Bible is a ticking clock. And if we look at the time frame in the scriptures, we know that the world is 6,000 years old. And it's even most of us who have grown up in the public school system, we have had evolution crammed down our throats all of our lives. And when you bring this before some people, they become angry because they've been taught that evolution is true, and they have circular reasoning. They start out with million years and then they have to fit everything into that. But if you really study science, and we've got a lot of good books on biblical creation, you will find that there is more evidence to support a 6,000-year world than there is a million-year world. There is no fossil that they can dig up that they can actually prove that the world is a million years old, because all of the fossilization occurred when there was water on the face of the earth with pressure that no fossil has ever seen. And so they don't have any parameters whereby they can measure the age of those fossils. Now, that's just a simple statement, but I wanted to bring that to your attention at the close of this meeting tonight, because I can see these brethren are concerned over some of the things that I'm concerned about as well. Jesse mentioned several times about the wickedness that we see in the world today, and this is a part of it. False teaching, whether it has to do with gender or whether it has to do with evolution, is going to lead people in a direction that they are no more accountable to God. And this brings them to a place in our society that we see today, to where we see so much corruption. I encourage you as a people to be patient. God has a people. It may be a little flock right now, but we know in the book of Revelation where he says, strengthen that which remains. And so what we should do as churches is to be faithful and strong to those churches and to strengthen what we have left today. I believe that we can see a revival among God's churches if people will be, as Gary said, to be faithful to the church, first of all. To get a church, be faithful there, be on time, and be there every Sunday. That's more important. Preachers harp on that all the time, but the membership cannot fathom how important that is when they are faithful to God's house. The Bible speaks about it very often, but it is very important that God's people are faithful to the house of God. So I appreciate what's been preached tonight and your attendance. I trust that you'll be back with us tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock. And we'll be praying that the Lord will bless us then as well as tomorrow night. I hope you're safe on your way home tonight. If you need a place to stay, please let me know. And we'll be looking forward to seeing you tomorrow. I'm going to give you an opportunity to come around and shake the hands of these men that have preached tonight. And if you would like to be a part of this church or any of the ministers that are here representing their churches, we give you an opportunity as we stand. Do you have a number, Brother Mike?
Number 370.
Number 370.
Thank you for visiting Harmony Primitive Baptist Church.